Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. You know, we hear about jobs, 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 and I understand that. There's some things I just don't get, and that's why there would be a blockage of a jobs bill that was written by Democrats and Republicans. There can only be one possible explanation. Let's bring in our next guest, United States Senator from the state of Michigan, Debbie Stabenow. Hello, Deb.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. Can you clarify that for us? Why, after Republicans and Democrats had talked about jobs and written this bill, that suddenly it's not a good thing anymore, according to some people?
Well, Jack, it's really crazy. I mean, we've been trying to pass this for months. It is a bill written, you know, by Democrats and Republicans that has 100 business organizations, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, endorsing it. And in the end, like everything else that has happened in the Senate in the last 2 years, it was filibustered by the Republicans. It's politics. It's not wanting anything good to happen before the election, which is really a very sad commentary. But the good news is this. We've gotten two Republican colleagues to join us with every Democrat.
To overcome the filibuster.
To overcome the filibuster. And I'm very grateful to our two Republican colleagues who stood up to this and said, you know what, you know, I'm not going to do this because this is too important to jobs and the economy. So we got past the filibuster. Tomorrow we're going to pass the final bill. And the good news is that small businesses all across Michigan are going to have an opportunity to work with a community banker to be able to get the loan they need, the line of credit they need to expand or to, you know, keep their business going and hopefully hire people. And in addition to that, there's a $12 billion tax cut in this bill that eliminates capital gains for small businesses, does other kinds of tax cuts as well, and a very important provision that we worked hard to get in based on something being done in Michigan. We've got a lot of small businesses who've had a line of credit, for instance, and they go back to get it renewed, and all of a sudden, the collateral they used against the loan, their equipment, their buildings, and so on, suddenly is worth half of what it was before. And so they can't get the line of credit extended, for instance. So there's a program that the Michigan Economic Development Corporation has been doing to come in and work with the business and kind of back them up on this to be able to help them get loans. We've included that in this bill, some additional funding that will go to Michigan and other states where this is a problem and be able to help. So all in all, this is good. I mean, the majority of jobs that are being created are in small business. And in fact, when we think of the auto industry, we think of the big three, but the majority of jobs are in small and medium suppliers. You know, so this is very important to us. It's good news, and it's really terrible it took so long to get it done.
Well, nobody wants ineffective, intrusive government, but I think those who say that there is no place for government obviously haven't been paying much attention in terms of what's happened to the auto industry and what could happen as a result of this small business jobs bill that seems to be so positive in so many ways.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, first of all, when we look at the fact that we're in a global economy and our companies are competing with countries right now, and we need to be partnering with public and private sector to be able to compete internationally. That means helping small businesses with loans, or it means helping the big three if, you know, Wall Street is in crisis and they can't get the capital they need. It also means enforcing our trade laws so our companies have a level playing field. It means, you know, investing in new clean energy incentives and so on, like other countries are doing. It means a lot of things, but it means that we've got to be engaged. And one of the things that's very positive for us in Michigan about the last 18 months is we have an administration now who actually gets manufacturing, who actually understands it's not just about, you know, how cheap a price is, but it's about where it's made, and that we're not going to have a middle class if we don't worry about where things are made.
Right.
So, you know, and we're beginning slowly to see things turn around as a result of that.
United States Senator Debbie Stabenow, our guest on Ebling and You. We have heard so much about the expiration of the Bush tax cuts, and now it looks to me like there are more tax cuts on the table. They are the Obama middle-class tax cuts, but they are running into some strong opposition from Republicans who have decided that everyone is going to have a tax cut, including those making more than $250,000, more than $1 million, more than $10 million.
Well, and it's really about a couple of things. First, we need economic policies that actually work and create jobs, and we need to focus on the middle class and working families and small business. I mean, that's where we need to be focused.
Why is the middle class under such assault in Washington?
Well, what we have seen and what we're really fighting against now in the last 18 months to turn around is this philosophy that was in place, not just under the former administration, but it's still, we debate it every day on the Senate floor, the idea that if you make sure folks at the top, the millionaires and billionaires, are doing well, that it will trickle down to everybody else. Well, you know what? We in Michigan have been waiting for it to trickle down a long time. And the process of those kind of policies, we've lost 1 million jobs in the last 10 years. You know, I said today in a meeting, you know, we've had 10 years of tax cuts focused on the wealthy. Where are the jobs?
Right,
I want to know where
right.
the jobs are because of that. Yeah. You know, we want to focus it on small business,
yeah.
on middle class, taxpayers, working people, putting money in their pocket, because we believe instead of trickling down, let's trickle up. Let's start yeah. with the middle class. And when everybody does well, then guess what? It will lift everybody.
People Rising will be tide able to, floats you know, all boats.
Well, and, you know, if somebody can buy something,
yeah.
then a business is going to make it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's a different philosophy.
You know, I go back to the great Henry Ford, and he gets a lot of credit for inventing the assembly line and all those things. But he also had a supreme appreciation of the middle class. And one of the things that made Ford Motor Company successful was he wanted a company where the workers could actually afford to buy the cars.
Absolutely. I mean, what difference is it? Well, you can't keep making things if there's no customers, right? And
right.
so, you know, he understood that. And it's interesting because when I put Cash for Clunkers forward and we passed that,
right.
That was another example of giving customers, giving, you know, middle class
right.
families some incentive, a $4,500 incentive.
And we know how that worked out.
A
lot
car.
Of people. Yeah, exactly. A lot of people said that was very, very successful. Deb, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Always good to talk to you. Take care.
U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. We'll be right back.